AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Florida's returning to a familiar ritual, assessing hurricane damage. Milton smashed through coastal communities and spawned a barrage of tornadoes that killed at least six. Donna Warder filed this.
Storm chaser Morgan Guillon spots a tornado in Okeechobee, Florida, and it's approaching.
Large tornado in progress, west-northwest of the Miccosukee Surface Plaza off I-74. Large tornado in progress.
Okeechobee is near Wellington, Florida, where St. Lucie County Sheriff Keith Pearson tells WPBF there have been fatalities.
This community was hit from what the Dopplers are showing. We got hit the hardest, the quickest. Again, we say this wasn't expected. We prepare for things, but you can't expect or do anything when we have multiple tornadoes touch down in such a short period of time.
Hurricane Milton made landfall late Wednesday in Siesta Key near Sarasota, dumping more than 16 inches of rain in St. Petersburg and tearing the fabric dome roof off the Tampa Bay Rays' Tropicana Field. I'm Donna Warder.
More than 3 million homes and businesses lost power, but many people expressed relief Milton wasn't worse. In the presidential campaign, Vice President Kamala Harris attends a Univision town hall in Las Vegas this afternoon, then a rally in Phoenix. Former President Trump, meanwhile, spoke at the Economic Club of Detroit, saying of Harris,
"You want to know the truth? It'll be like Detroit. Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president. You're going to have a mess on your hands. She destroyed San Francisco. She destroyed, along with Newsom, California. And we're not going to let her do that to this country. We're not going to let it happen."
TD Bank will pay approximately $3 billion in a settlement with the Justice Department over money laundering. A May 5th trial date set for Sean Diddy Combs on sex trafficking charges. And Ethel Kennedy, the social activist who lost her husband Robert F. Kennedy to assassination, has died at 96. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks edged back from their record highs on Wall Street following some disappointing reports on the economy. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%. The Dow lost 57 points, about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged down 0.1%. Treasury yields ended mixed after one report showed inflation failed to improve as much as expected last month. Another showed more workers filed for unemployment benefits last week. Investors were left wondering how much the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its next meeting. Oil prices rose. That helped send energy stocks higher. Valero Energy climbed 2.4%. Seth Sutel, New York.
That inflation report came from the Labor Department. It showed consumer prices up just 2.4% in September from a year earlier, the smallest annual rise since February 2021. Meantime, mortgage rates are up. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at 6.32%, the 15 at 5.41. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.